Episode 2071, Turn Fear into a Superpower.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy day. Take a deep breath because I know it has been a long week. You may have had a holiday Monday, but you know what? It's Friday. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama, and come on, we're going to let it all hang out today. It is time to get real and raw about how you feel regarding your children. Come on, turn fear into a superpower. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Now, before we move forward, today marks the 19th anniversary of 9/11, where the terrorist attacks hit on United States soil, killing almost 3,000 people in New York, Virginia, and Pennsylvania. Lives from around the world were lost and impacted. I ask you to join with me today and throughout the weekend to lift up these families in prayer. We will never forget. You know, fear does not have to be a weakness. Turn fear into a superpower, especially when it stops progress every day. You know, being a parent is so tough. You're like, yeah, if I would have known how tough it was, maybe I wouldn't have had as many children. I know, count me in. Five, are you kidding me? And we're still going through processes. And I'm here to tell you also, the stages that they go through, even when they get older into adulting, yeah, it doesn't get any easier. I'm just saying. And when your children struggle, guess what? You struggle too, right? You have these heartstrings that they keep pulling. And you're like, I just got to escape this. It's heartbreaking for everyone involved. And with school starting a bit differently this year for all families, doesn't matter if you're homeschooling for the first time, for the 100th time, you may be virtual schooling. You may be in a situation you're like, I don't know what I'm doing. We're hybrid and then we're not, and then we're virtual, and then I'm not sure even how to put my right shoe on my left foot. Oh, wait, that's a little backwards. It is backwards, but that's how our everyday is right now. And when you look at all that's happening, it's hard not to settle in to fear, because we don't know what's around the corner. It was interesting. I was chatting with my three youngest, and we were working on some projects. And it was very interesting because somehow we got on the topic of being called on in class. And they were like, you know what, Mom? That is the worst thing ever. Like being called upon by your teacher, and then you don't know the answer. You're humiliated. You don't know what to say. You think you know the answer, but if you say it wrong, and then you don't want to volunteer, but then you're called on, they're like, it's the worst. It's one of our greatest fears. And I thought, you know what? Even as an adult, we still feel that way. No one wants to be called on by the boss in the big meeting. Nobody wants to be the one that the clients come running to going, can you not answer this question? I need a decision here. And you're like, but I'm not in control. It's very interesting how even though we grow up, we still face a lot of the same fears in life. So how do you turn fear into a superpower? Well, you got to nourish what you want to flourish. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Nourish what you want to flourish. If you keep focusing on the fears your child faces, then he's only going to see that fear. There's never going to be an option of escape. It's going to be like, okay, just keep dragging me through the fear monster because I'm there. Nourish what you want to flourish. That's when your child's perspective and yours too will change for the better. So, direct your child in the following areas. It's the FDA of overcoming your fears. So what does that look like in real life? Number one, F, focus on what you can control. If you look at only what you don't know, you're going to always freak out. I mean, come on, we all have freak out moments, right? Well, minimize those freak out moments and focus on what you can control. Let's say your child has questions in class about a topic, whatever's being discussed. even if your child doesn't know how to formulate a question. Simply encourage him to raise his hand, and that's going to alert the teacher to pause. Now, he may be like, well, I don't know what kind of question. You can simply direct your child and say, I'm lost. Two words. And the teacher can pause for a minute, gather what he or she is talking about, and go back through whatever that little area that they were on. But if he waits till the very end of the lesson and the bell rings or the Zoom call's over or Microsoft Teams cut out, then they're left there sitting going, I don't understand. Fear took over. Don't let fear take over your every day. Allow your child to feel empowered by their questions. Focus on what you can control. They can control, wait, I don't know what this is. And that's all they have to say. They don't have to even explain that they don't understand whatever's going on. All you have to do is raise your hand and say, I don't get it. I'm lost. Please explain again. And I know that takes courage, but you know what? That courage has to come from whom? You, mom. You, dad. You got to carry that belief torch for your child and encourage them to speak up. Encourage them to focus on what they can control. And that's what? Making noise in class. Whether it's on Microsoft Teams, whether it's the pod that they're in, whatever it is, say, make noise and say, I don't get this. Help. Number two, D, do what you know. Overcoming fear is doing what you know. And believe it or not, your child knows a lot. Come on. I know they pull the wool over your eyes more times than you want to admit. Come on, it's confession day. But she needs to be reminded of the effort she must put forward in what she wants to do, whether that's in her job that she has after school, whether it's in her schoolwork, whether it's even at home. Do what you know. Encourage your child to do that. We need to be encouraged as parents. Do what you know. There are some times that we just need to say, okay, I don't understand why I'm doing this, but I know I need to do it, and so you do it. Then you figure out the reason later. We don't always have to have everything lined up in order to take action. Do what you know. Focus on what you can control. And finally, number 3A, ask for help. You do not have to go through life alone. If your child ever questions what is going on, how to approach a situation, encourage him to ask for help. Too much of us, including us adults, come on, it's confession day. We sit there and let life run us instead of saying, whoa, I can figure this out. And if I can't, I'm going to ask for help. I know that's what I've done with my children. And it's hard. It is so hard to kind of push them out there and say, you know what? I need you first to go to the teacher. I just got an email. We are having open house parent-teacher conferences via Zoom. We're signing up for them, and it's going to be a one-on-one thing, but it's done differently. We're not going to be in person. And I think it's wonderful that they are opening up their doors, even though we are having all this other craziness happening in real life. So I asked my son, I said, do I need to make any appointments with any of your teachers? He's like, no, mom, I got this. Well, you know what? When we first moved here 2.5 years ago, coming up to the new year will be 3 years we'll have been here in February. That would not have been his song. He would have said, oh, mom, I need you to come talk for me. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how to ask questions. But we had to push him slowly and say, look, we are here to help, but I need you first to go talk to Mrs. Smith. I need you first to go talk to Mrs. Tallarico. I need you first to go talk to whoever the teacher is. I need you to take initiative and ask for help. See what you can gain from that. Now, if you don't understand, come back to me. If I can't help you, if your siblings can't help you, then guess what? Let's go together. And then if that doesn't work, then let's look at the next step. Maybe there's another teacher. Maybe there's another student that can help. Maybe we need to get tutoring. But you see, there's kind of this process. But we didn't say, oh, come on, honey, I got this. I'm going to take care of you. It'll be no big deal. Even if your child is in kindergarten, even if they're in preschool, they need to learn from the very beginning to ask for help. Because what happens when they get older? And they're in a situation at work. And they don't know what to do. But they haven't really ever had that confidence of asking for help. Maybe they make the wrong decision and something terrible happens. Not that they planned on that. It just does because they weren't prepared and they didn't ask for help. We've got to start at a very young age. We can start in our own backyard. I try to encourage my children all the time, go and ask for help. I've got two in college right now. Some of the things I get, other things, oh no, do not come and ask me because their classes are way above me. I may have taken some, but it's been years. And I'm like, you know what? I could sit down and probably figure this out, but you need to go and ask for help. You need to go out and seek someone who is in it right now, who knows it. I've been there, but it's not my job to take care of everything. And that is hard as a parent to do. That's pushing your child out of the nest, allowing them to turn fear into a superpower. I promise you, your child will soar. But you have to be willing to say, okay, this is fearful for me, but I can make it a superpower just as much as they're going to see it's their superpower. Help your child live his best life. Help your child soar with beautiful wings as she moves forward year after year after year. Nourish what you want to flourish. Fear can be a superpower. You just got to be willing to push just a little bit of love, just a little bit of a shove. Allows you to rise above. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.